Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Thanks, Dan. My name is Phil Gorman. I'm the owner and founder of Cali Bagels, as well as a new platform called CPG Brains. I'm located in beautiful San Diego, California.
Awesome. So can you just tell me more about Cali Bagel, like what it is and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, well, I was born and raised on the East Coast, and in my neighborhood here in San Diego, I didn't have a good bagel shop. So my kids are gone. They're in their 20s. They're on their own. And I thought, you know, owning a bagel shop might be a fun and interesting thing to do and be kind of social. COVID shined a light on why that was a bad idea. And my history and my background is more of selling things on a national basis. So I ended up slicing the bagels into chips, making bagel chips, and, you know, kind of proceeded from there.
Awesome. So you started this business to sell bagels locally, and COVID happened. Like, I need to pivot and figure out how to sell this nationwide. So you started selling more so bagel chips, you know, across the country.
Yeah, shelf stable. You know, when I first started selling the bagels wholesale, I was basically running a bread truck, which is a fine business for some people. It just wasn't well suited for me. And the chips were, again, shelf stable, a little bit easier, Amazon friendly, direct to consumer friendly. I have a background in with Shopify, and that suited my kind of personal business style well. And yeah, so a pivot that turned into some other new opportunities. And yeah, it's been a ride for sure.
For sure. So I guess like as of now, right, for Cali Bagel, I mean, is it mostly like a retail play? Is it Amazon, D2C, you know, from your website? Because it's like you mentioned all these channels. So I'm curious, like, what's like the largest channel for you right now?
Yeah, you know, I wish I had our largest channel right now, Dan. But where I stand right now is I have an agreement with McCormick & Company to manufacture and market Old Bay as well as Frank's Red Hot seasoned bagel chips. So we're in the process of getting those chips made now. I have some retailers, traditional retailers, some of the usual suspects awaiting that product, more on the East Coast than out here on the West Coast because of those seasoning flavors, and bagels tend to be more popular on the East Coast as well. So that's where that is. And I'm currently in a holding pattern awaiting a private label purchase order from a large national natural grocer, which would be a great thing. And once I get, you know, that order, I can fulfill all the other smaller orders for, I have a lot of other small retailers awaiting on my organic bagels as well.
Makes sense. Let's talk about CPG Brands. So I'm curious, like, what that is and what gave you the idea for this business?
Yeah, so in my journey with Cali Bagels, you know, it's been a couple of years now. I've obviously seen my ups and downs. And, you know, through that process, you know, I don't have a food background. So I hired experts to help me along the way. So a manufacturing and commercial bakery expert, a distribution expert, right? Because I was dealing with frozen bagels. I had no idea, you know, how the KHE and the supply chain worked on frozen, especially. And then my deal with McCormick also required that I engage a professional PR firm, not a PR person, but a PR firm. So I had to hire and outsource a PR firm. So, you know, and look, as I wait for some of these things on the bagel front to come to fruition, last fall, I just kind of, you know, thought to myself, you know, I have a great work history. I can do a lot of things. How else can I contribute to the community in a, you know, in a way that, you know, meets my skill sets and is positive for everybody involved? So in looking at how much money I had spent on consultants trying to get to a healthy point with Cali Bagels, I thought, oh, well, I can't be the only brand that spent, you know, six figures plus on hiring outsiders. So I threw up a website and just said, hey, experts, you want to come in and list your services? I'll spread it around to brand. And I thought I'd be lucky to get, you know, maybe 20 experts would post, you know, and give me their information. And I got about 100 in the first week.
Wow. Wow.
So then I thought, oh, this is a business, and I kind of took it from there.
So is it more of like a two-sided marketplace for CPG consulting?
It is. So the two-sided marketplace, of course, is you have the supplier and then the buyer or customer. So the buyer would be a brand, and then the suppliers are the experts. And in CPG, as we all know, right, there's so many different pieces of the puzzle. And some, in my opinion, you almost need an advanced degree in that subject, right, to do it well, whether it's Amazon or trade spend or some of these other kind of nitty-gritty pieces, that are just, you need outside help. So yeah, the brands can engage those experts on the platform. They can consult with them, and talk to them about their project and what they might have coming up, and then they can consummate the deal on the platform as well.
For sure. So, do you monetize by taking a fee or sort of like a membership structure? What does that look
Yeah, it's like a referral fee that we get from the service provider. So it doesn't cost brands anything. If they come in with a budget of $5,000 for whatever it is, whatever their project is, we don't want to disrupt that, right? Because they've gone through a lot of steps to get that $5,000 number kind of set in stone, if you will. And the service providers are familiar with paying a referral fee when folks bring them business. So it's as simple as that.
For sure. So in terms of like starting this platform, you mentioned getting 100 signups in week one, and that's very impressive. So what did you do specifically to get all these people to sign up that quickly?
That's a great question, Dan. So I'm a LinkedIn guy, and I came up through American Express in a previous life. And we did actual cold email outreach then. And we had a format that we used for cold email outreach that still applies today. And basically, in a nutshell, it's short and sweet and personal. And I just did that on LinkedIn. I would connect with folks and then send them a note saying, "Hey, thanks for connecting. You'd be perfect for CPG Brains." And then they would inevitably respond back, knowing that I'm not a bot, right? Or some of the, we get hit with so many sales pitches when we connect with folks sometimes on LinkedIn. It can be maddening, but I kept it personal and simple, and a lot of them just responded and said, "Yeah, I agree. What's the link?" And I just sent them the link, and so I've taken it from 100 up to 300 since. Kind of laid off lately because we're still tweaking the platform and making improvements and such. So at 300, we have a nice number now. We have about 50 brands that have come in. I haven't done any brand outreach. They've come in organically on their own. They've seen either posts that I've done on LinkedIn and some other things. So I haven't spent any money on marketing at all.
For sure. So in terms of like you mentioned that you're kind of tweaking this platform. So once you kind of get up to speed and how you want it, are you planning on doing marketing to brands or like what is your vision for, I guess, scaling like the brand side of this marketplace?
Yeah, as you can imagine with the marketplace, right? It's a crazy balance. You have to have enough supply and enough buyers to make it
Exactly.
worthwhile for everybody. So, obviously getting the suppliers hasn't been as big a challenge. So I know I can grow them without much effort. And there's some great folks out there. And the ones that have signed up, I'm just blown away by some of the quality of the experts that we've gotten. But as far as brands go, right, it's a trust thing. I have to show them that, hey, I'm gonna put you in touch with a person. It's not just pay to play anybody who's come onto the platform. I vet the experts that come on. It has to be a relevant and quality experience for a brand. So I've done some outreach to the brands that have registered on the platform, and I've asked them, how come you haven't posted a project, or what have you done so far in poking around on the site? And I get a lot of different answers. Nothing really negative, but it boils down to timing. Timing and money. I'm awaiting funding. Oh, we have this coming up on the calendar. Oh, we're rolling out to Whole Foods in 6 months. I'm going to need X, Y, and Z starting in June. So a lot of things like that, where it's really just a timing thing. So we have some great corporate partners as well that have nice stables of brands within their small network. And we'll be doing some joint efforts with them. To get brands more educated on how CPG brands can be used as a resource, especially when, money's tight, right? We all know that VC and other investment dollars have been constrained in the last year, 18 months, and it's looking like that in the near future. So outsourcing help without the cost and hassle of a permanent hire makes good financial sense. So really just showing, to answer your question more succinctly, showing the brands that this can be a good financial proposition as well, as a trustworthy one.
For sure. So I guess I'm curious more about the sort of proposition. Is it fractional folks? Is it like an agency, somebody like, doing fulfillment, like, marketing? Is it just like an advisor where somebody can just hop on a call once and get some advice? Or I guess, is it more of a combination of all these things?
It's a combination, but I will say they are long-term engagements. So the no quick hits. There's some other platforms that you get 15 minutes to speak with a famous
Right,
founder, and
right.
it costs you $100 or $500 or
Yeah,
whatever.
sure.
These are roll up your sleeves. These are people that are going to get dirty with you and get into your business with you to make things happen and to take action. It's not a mentorship or things like that, or just getting pieces of advice. It's working side by side. So it could be an agency, could be a company, could be a software, but more often than not, it's going to be a person.
For sure. So I guess if somebody goes on your platform from the brand side, like how would you advise them to find like the right fit for what they're looking for help in?
Have the conversation. There's no cost or obligation. You can search the database. If you're looking for product innovation or product development or sales or whatever you're looking for, trade spend management, you can do a search based on that, and the appropriate folks will be served up to the brand. And then they can just have a conversation with each one and vet them themselves. It could be a location thing. Personally, I like to work with people that I get to meet face to face. So maybe somebody on the East Coast might not work. They might be a great candidate, but I prefer a face to face. So I'm going to find somebody in Southern California. Whatever somebody's criteria might be, they can search and have those conversations.
For sure. So what would you say? Obviously now we're kind of rolling, wrapping up Q1 of 2024. So like what is really like, some of your big objectives for both your companies for 2024?
Yeah, that's another great question. Well, educating the brands, is a number one. So we have an event coming up in October, CPG Day, and that's a full learning day. We'll have 60 plus speakers in a format that's designed based on a brand's level of business. So if they're just starting out and getting their feet under them, we'll have a track of learning that's catered to them. Emerging brands, of course, and then more experienced brands. The content will be geared towards them because their issues are a lot different than somebody that's a startup. And then we'll have an open forum and a lot of one-on-ones and collaboration opportunities. So there's issues and things that people want to know about, regardless of size, right? Whether that's TikTok or kind of the next thing in social media, e-commerce is a mystery to a lot of folks that have been in this retail channel. And vice versa. I've seen a lot of folks that have been 100% e-commerce, and they're getting into retail and getting into selling their products wholesale and trying to, figure that out. So really, again, educating the brands is a number one, giving them the appropriate content and people to help them progress their business.
So is this event going to be in person in San Diego or like a webinar? What does that
In
look
person, that's when the way, in
like?
my opinion, people do business with people. So in person in Los Angeles in October, it mimics an event I had produced in partnership with Shopify around e-commerce. We had unfortunately produced our first one in February of 2020, and the rest, right? That killed that business. So this is a new opportunity to take those learnings from that session and apply them here. And this is even, in my opinion, even more robust than what was going on then, because there are just so many facets and so much minutia in CPG and physical product sales. So I'm excited for it. We have some sponsors. Secure CPG has come on as our lead sponsor and has gotten behind it. And we have a few other notables getting behind us as well.
So, do you still have spots available for people that are interested in signing up?
We do. So tickets are on sale now. We have early bird specials for now. Folks that can plan ahead, they're going to save a couple of dollars for sure. And then, but we do have limited capacity. So we hope to have about 300 brands in attendance, and that equates to about 400 to 500 people. So if you think about brand leadership, it could be multiple people, multiple founders, and that's fine. And we have the perfect setting at the LAX Marriott to really foster that collaboration and networking atmosphere so people can get their questions answered. It is all about education. I vet all the presentations so they are educational and not promotional. So if it may be a vendor that's teaching you about Amazon, They're not teaching you about their services. They're teaching you about what to know about Amazon, and we'll have opposing opinions and viewpoints in those presentations as well. So it's not a single source of education coming at them. They'll hear viewpoints from a couple of different people on every topic.
For sure. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started CPG Brands?
My brand taught me a lot, and building the brand and the time it takes. So I wish I had fostered more relationships with experts early on with Cali Bagels as well as CPG Brains. Like I said, I had a lot of acquaintances, if you will, through LinkedIn, but now I'm really getting to know a lot of these folks, and it's just so rewarding and so just a lovely experience. Everybody does what they say they're going to do. Everybody is honest in their intentions and wanting to help brands succeed. And again, I think, I wish I had made a lot of these connections more personally 2 years ago when I started Cali Bagels.
That's awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
The blueprint is set right now. We're going to educate, 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 and play matchmaker. I don't see us doing much more than that and just growing those numbers. So hopefully we'll have hundreds of brands utilizing the platform and even thousands of experts for them to draw upon.
That's awesome. So if somebody's watching this, what is the best way for somebody to get in contact with you? Maybe like, your social media channels or email, website, things like that that you can share.
LinkedIn, of course, is always good, but that can be messy. So my email is phil@cpgbrains.com, just same as the website, or visit the website, poke around if you want, cpgbrains.com. And CPG Day has its own website as well, so cpgday.com. So our with CPG Day, we'll have a lot of the speakers will be coming from our talent pool, if you will. So we're keeping it in the family, and really the community piece is really emerging really nicely.
And well, Phil, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Hey, thanks, Dan. Take care.
Thanks, you too. All right,
All
bye.
right. See you.